Simon & Schuster Audio presents Crescendo by Becca Fitzpatrick. Read by Caitlin Greer.
Prologue, Coldwater, Maine, 14 months ago. The fingers of the thorn apple tree clawed at the windowpane behind Harrison Gray, and he dog-eared his page, no longer able to read through the racket. A furious spring wind had hurled itself against the farmhouse all night, howling and whistling, causing the shutters to slam against the clapboards with a repetitive bang, bang, bang. The calendar may have been turned to March, but Harrison knew better than to think spring was on its way. With a storm blowing in, he wouldn't be surprised to find the countryside frozen in icy whiteness by morning. To drown out the wind's piercing cry, Harrison punched the remote, turning up Bononcini's Ombra Mai Fu. Then he set another log on the fire, asking himself, not for the first time, if he would have bought the farmhouse had he known how much fuel it took to warm one little room, let alone all nine. The phone shrilled. Harrison picked it up halfway through the second ring, expecting to hear the voice of his daughter's best friend, who had the annoying habit of calling at the latest possible hour the night before homework was due. Shallow, rapid breathing sounded in his ear before a voice broke the static. "We need to meet. How soon can you be here?" The voice floated through Harrison, a ghost from his past, leaving him bone cold. It had been a long time since he'd heard the voice, and hearing it now could only mean something had gone wrong. Terribly wrong. He realized the phone in his hand was slick with sweat, his posture rigid. "An hour," he answered flatly. He was slow to replace the handset. He shut his eyes, his mind unwillingly traveling back. There had been a time 15 years ago when he froze at the sound of the phone ringing, the seconds pounding out like drums as he waited for the voice on the other end to speak. Over time, as one peaceful year replaced another, he'd eventually convinced himself he was a man who'd outrun the secrets of his past.